Hello, everyone. My name is Josh, and this is the Skype for Business recap. I am so glad that I do not do a live show. Once again, I am on take probably five, and I start rambling. I get distracted on some bunny trail of something I was saying, and before long, I start wondering how long have I been rambling on about something that this show is not about? Right now, I'm even starting to do that again. So before I get carried away, let's get straight to the point here. We are doing a recap of what is new in Microsoft UC and Skype for Business for the previous week. It was a pretty good week for things. It was a very busy and active community. I was not able to get to this Friday, like I always try to target, but we are recording on a Saturday. Hopefully, we'll get this out over the weekend. Let's dive straight over to my Infinity screen and then the browser so that we can start jumping into some of the content that I did want to cover and talk about. All right, there's the Infinity screen and browser. Excellent. So, the first tab we've got here is Twitter. I've got a couple Twitter tabs that I'm going to share, but this first one was a post that Thomas Poet had put out there. Office Servers and Services MVP over in Europe. And he was commenting on the joint Skype for Business European user group that took place this last week. Very impressive feat that was accomplished. There were, I believe I saw the stats, five different MVPs from five different companies, well, probably companies, but countries. All connected into one giant Skype for Business meeting broadcast. And there was about, five different sessions from each of them. And the audiences from each of the different countries, each of the individual live local user groups, were able to tune in to the speeches and the presentations from all other groups. That is just a phenomenal concept and a great idea, and it sounds like it was executed very nicely. On top of the live local attendees in all five countries, it was a meeting broadcast, right? So there was the capability to share the link out and have even more people join. Thomas shared some of those stats with us, and an impressive 130 plus people were at these user groups live, all linked together around five different countries. And then 624 broadcast attendees. That is a good, healthy number and nothing to bat an eye at. Huge congratulations to all the MVPs that were a part of organizing and setting this thing up. An amazing feat indeed. It's making me wish I had had time in my schedule to attend this. Unfortunately, it was a very busy work week and the times didn't line up. But super awesome. I would not be surprised if this is not the last time that this is done or organized. What a cool deal. So, nice job, guys. Thanks for sharing these stats, Thomas. Let's move along here. I wanted to call out a couple tools that were maybe developed, if not this week, in a week prior or recently. This first one is UC Now, and I've talked about UC Now once or twice in the past. But UC Now is a tool that has been built by Michael Tressler, who works at Microsoft as a senior consultant there. He goes by the alias of FlinchBot on Twitter. And as you can see, we are on flinchbot.com/UCNow. You can also go to uc-now.com and get the same page. But this is an amazing tool, one that I use often when I'm pulling in content and gathering things up for the recap. As you can see, this is pretty much an aggregator of various news from across blog posts and different places on the web that he is tracking things. If we look, it's broken down by categories here, Exchange or Skype for Business. If we go over to Skype for Business, we now have a stream here of different posts and in historical order. That were done over the week, and it's in chronological order here, so we can see what was new from all the places he's pulling in stuff. Okay, this is super cool. As we look down here, beyond the main categories, we've got a number of places that he is tracking and linking to. Certification program, Ken Lasko's Dialing Rule Optimizer, Operations Framework, Skype Validator, The Skype for B recap is on here. Skype show, video broadcast series from the Skype for Business product team. Great, healthy, central place to get the latest news and to keep up when you haven't been able to keep up in the community. On top of this page, which, like I said, I love using this, one of the tools I'm using on a regular basis is the Android client up here. And this is, there is not an Apple client, okay? There is an Android client and I believe a Windows client, but you can install the UC Now Android client, same menu available. It's beautiful. It's a great tool, a great resource if you are trying to keep up. And especially those of us who are on our phones more often than we are on a laptop, having this app, if you're an Android person, is a must in our field. So a big thank you to Michael for not just building this a long time ago, but keeping it updated and putting this initiative out there for us. The Android app recently got a facelift and a lot of work was put in there. Great job on that again. That is awesome. So feel free to check this out, check out the site, try out the app. I'm guaranteeing you're going to find it useful. All right. Moving along, another app, UC Day UK. This is a handy little post on the ucday.co.uk site, showing that they are getting a mobile app that is going to be hitting the Android and iOS stores very soon for UC and Cloud Day 2017. Very cool news. Getting right up there with the likes of Ignite and the other big conferences that have Enterprise Connect. They have their very own app out there to track sessions. That's what this does. Gives you the time of sessions, session titles, who are the sponsors, who are the speakers. Very cool app. And you know what maybe it'd be cool one of these days too if you're able to kind of build your own agenda and schedule, right? So but they are starting here as you read down and look at some of the screenshots. Here's some sponsors. And like they say, they're still in the process of developing this app to ensure that they give the very best experience to our attendees. So if you are going to UC Day UK this year and you are gearing up and seeing how you can prepare, keep your eyes peeled for an announcement of when this app hits the stores and get it and start tracking and planning out your time at UC Day 2017. Great job on this, guys. Andrew, as we can see, Andrew Price put this blog post together here, and he is the founder and one of the co-organizers for this event over in the UK. So, great job, Andrew and team. Okay, this Dave Michaels, as we most of you who follow anywhere in the Twitter or LinkedIn space are aware of who Dave Michaels is. He does work and content for No Jitter. He's a speaker, author, as his little bio over here says, founder of Talking Points, covering enterprise communications. You know, his sweet spot is hitting all these big conferences, getting the latest news, weighing in on different business moves that are happening within the industry. And of course, people like organizations like Microsoft or Enterprise Connect organizers, they want Michael to be there because, or Dave Michaels to be there because he is one that is going to distribute the news, hit a large audience that is curious on what his take is with all the news that is being delivered. So that's who he is. If you're not familiar with him, he's a great person to follow on Twitter, for his insight and his thoughts on various things that happen. This week, though, he really kind of caught my funny bone, but created some sort of unholy abomination by slipping a pair of Cisco Spark socks into Skype for Business slippers. Oh my gosh, Dave. At any rate, definitely quite the sense of humor there. I always enjoy his input. So if you are not following Dave Michaels, go follow him on Twitter, and let him know what you think of his attempt to integrate Cisco Spark into a Skype for Business footprint. Right on. Moving along here, an announcement that happened this week on the Skype for Business online Polycom VVX side of things. I first saw this when Amir Kalim shared this. He is the principal program manager on the product team there at Skype for Business. And Essentially, there is now a way to update your VVX devices with via Skype for Business Online via Policy. And as we read through here, we can see here are the handy little commandlets that we will use when we want to deploy VVX devices in our Skype for Business Online environment. A policy that will allow us to update these devices with the latest firmware. A very important note is called out here. If the tenant is enabled for device updates and is also receiving firmware updates from a local provisioning server, the phones will go into an indefinite reboot loop when there is a conflict in the firmware versions from both of the sources. Yeah, so only configure one or the other. Okay, very good thing to note there. I don't think that it's going to supplement your existing on-prem solution. If you're looking for a more robust way to provision your VVX devices and keep them updated and set other settings, this is not that. This is keeping the firmware updated. So you might want to not use this policy if you need that, and instead use another third party. You can do some research on who the different Polycom provision tools are out there. There's just a handful of them, maybe even less than a handful. It's a small collection. And explore that route if you need more than just firmware updating. But this is a welcome addition to the Skype for Business Online portfolio. This was a blog post put out there by Ben Lee, and I shared this one, admittedly, because it is a little bit of a shameless self-plug for me. But Ben Lee has been putting out a series of these posts that have to do with a little bit of Q&A from MVPs and other community thought leaders about what happens to us as Skype for Business pros as focus continues to shift from an on-prem environment to a Skype for Business Online, a cloud-based UC environment. What do we do? And as you can see, this is round three of the answers he's collected up so far. He has links to round one and round two here. And this week's post, both Ian Smith and I were the ones to weigh in and give our thoughts on this. There are a few key questions that are asked, and we give our answers to these questions. Is on-prem going to be left out in the cold because Microsoft wants everyone to have an Office 365 subscription? What does this look like over 5 years? My job is based on installing, upgrading the on-prem side. If we go to cloud, what do I do next? How does that vary by job role? IT pro, consultant, contractor. So we get Ian's thoughts above, and then we get my thoughts below. And he was kind enough to link each of our Twitter and LinkedIn and blogs and MVP pages, YouTube channel, etc. Ben, thanks for this very lovely shout out here. Directing people to seriously go check out the YouTube channel. I really appreciate that and couldn't help but have a little chuckle over that. But at any rate, Ben has a great blog that has been great with a ton of other content on it. But this series in particular is a very very pertinent topic that is being talked about and debated about a lot within user groups and private conversations, etc. So I'll share the link to this. Feel free to check out both mine and Ian's thoughts on this, and then check out some of the other posts where there are other people that weighed in as well and see what they thought. I think you're going to kind of see a resounding theme with our answers, but it's great to get the different perspectives. So there's that. Next up, the Skype for Business 2015 client, Link 2013 client, got an update for April. Here we go. We've got the 32-bit and 64-bit downloads, a little bit of an overview on how to install the update, prereqs, etc., and then a list of issues that are fixed by the update. I'm not going to go through these line by line. I'm going to include the link to this page on my YouTube video like I normally do. But please read through this. As you can see, this is no small list here. This is a pretty decent number of issues that were addressed. And as you read through them, you'll notice some of these are pretty big issues or pretty glaring things that if you are dealing with these in an organization, you could definitely see how it would inhibit end user adoption or create frustration among end users who may not be as tech savvy and finding a workaround or just going a different route, these things in here might just come across as flat out frustrations with the product. So this update for the client will help address these specific areas. Like I said, read through this, make sure it's not something your organization is dealing with, and if it is, you might want to plan on getting this update rolled out sooner rather than later. Okay, last thing here, one more shameless self-plug. A webinar is going to be taking place May 3rd, which is a Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is the registration page for it. It is a joint webinar between Sonus and Integration Partners, which is the company that I work for, and I'm a senior consultant for. From the integration partner side, as we see about the presenters over here, there is myself who will be diving into more of the technical side of Cloud PBX and the various options with deploying Cloud PBX. And there is a handy little bio of me over there. And then below that, we have Matt Hurst from Sonus, who will be diving in and talking a bit more about where Sonus comes into play with Cloud PBX and with the options that are available there in a hybrid environment. And he's going to weigh in on that, and then his bio there as well. I am greatly looking forward to this. It's been a pleasure working with the Sonus team on this, and this is going to be a good time. Please join us this May 3rd on Wednesday, an hour. If we take that long, it'll be a good webinar. We're going to talk about a very good, pertinent, current topic. Okay, many organizations are attacking the how to, when to, what does it look like with getting to the cloud, hybrid, Cloud PBX, many topics in that area. So this webinar is right in line with what the challenges that people are trying to solve for. Please join Matt and myself for this webinar. Again, I will include the link in the YouTube description so that you can go out and register. And hopefully, we'll see you guys on May 3rd. Okay, now that I'm done with that big chunk of updates, I'm going to go back to my main screen. Thank you guys for sticking with me. I think this may have been a longer recap this week because I had more things to cover, but I appreciate you sticking with me and your patience. It is already part of the weekend, so I'm not going to say, well, still have a safe weekend, but I'm not going to be wishing you the normal end of Friday thing. If you enjoyed today's show, found it helpful, anything useful in there, please retweet, share, and hopefully we will see you again next Friday for the next Skype for Business recap. Thank you and adios.